Say you become Minnesota's next U.S. Senator.
Yes.
Would you work across party lines to accomplish change?
There are no party lines anymore.
But what do you mean by that?
There are no party lines. There are only patriots and nationalists and globalists. There are no party lines.
But there are still senators from different party perspectives.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, for the theater.
So are you willing to...
There aren't a handful of America First, unbought and paid for United States senators in the entire United States Senate.
How about this? How would you collaborate with counterparts?
Tell the truth. I'm not collaborating with traitors. I'm not collaborating with... And some people would say, well, that makes you unqualified to run for the office. The prerequisite is that you have to become enmeshed in the corruption of the machine in order to be a viable candidate. And I think that's what's wrong with American political culture, is that we expect our candidates to sell out, but then we tell them not to.
Collaboration is selling out?
If the collaboration is to undermine the fabric of this country and the value of citizenship, for sure.
I'm thinking about, like, writing bills and, like...
Where do you think the selling out of this nation happens?
Okay, fair, fine. All right, I clearly you have issue with the system.
For sure.
Okay.
I have huge issues with the system. I have huge issues with omnibus bills. I have huge issues with the special interests and lobby money in D.C. I have a huge issue with the fact that it's a conventional prerequisite that a United States Senate candidate has to have pre-committed to a lobby, a special interest and lobby, to have any chance of raising the money necessary to win one of these campaigns. I object to all of that. Welcome to Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, for the next 2 hours. We got a lot of ground to cover in 2 hours. We got a huge, huge runway in 2 hours. That was a clip that I recently released earlier today, yesterday on X, of a PBS Frontline interview that was conducted about middle of last week. I think it was about Thursday of last week. And we're going to be releasing the full 3-hour interview on YouTube tomorrow evening. Please call me crazy. Please call me crazy podcast or Royce White USA YouTube channel. Both YouTube channels will probably have the release of the full interview. it was heavy hitting. I'm excited for everybody to be able to see it. Although, if you've tuned in to InfoWars and you've seen me host here before on Sunday for 2 hours, nothing I say in the documentary will surprise you. But it's always different. It's a different medium to be asked questions and to have the conversation, dialogue type of interaction versus monologue like I do here on the show and on my own show. So it's an entirely different medium, and it makes you think differently too. You know, this is one skill set. This is one art, and I don't mean to call it art as though it's, you know, imitation or you know, fake or dramatic or anything like that. I just mean this is one style of talking, and then when you're interviewed, it's a different style. It's a different style. So I'm excited for everybody to see that. But the real point of the interview, I think, and the takeaway from the clip is absolutely, we object. We object. The American people should object to the fundamental way politics is carried out in our country. From the obscene amount of money, special interest and lobby money, the obscene amount of money that's put into these campaigns, you know, how it's somewhat conceded that American elections are for sale on either side of the aisle. These things American citizens should object to, and I object, and I will object in the United States Senate. We're going to talk about the United States Senate. You know, I see Tim Pool saying that the Romney-esque conservatives may win this Republican civil war, and what a nightmare that would be. You're watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. I'm your host, guest host for the next 2 hours, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll talk a little bit about the fraud as the show rolls on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me. Ajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great and they're good for me too. You can buy me now at the alexjonesstore.com.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And now, Roy Swine from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, broadcasting worldwide on the vaunted Infowars platform. Share live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, Infowars. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we played you a Frontline PBS Frontline preview of an interview we're going to be running tomorrow evening on my YouTube channel, Please Call Me Crazy. They'll also be running on X, Getter, the War Room platforms. We're going to be running the full three-hour interview with PBS on all platforms tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Central. The takeaway, like I said, and I continue to say, we can't resign from the political process in this country. That's not an option. But we do have to acknowledge how corrupt the political process is. We have to stop playing coy with the reality of the situation. The reality is, out of 100 United States senators, I can't count a handful that I would say are America first. That's the reality of our country. That's the reality of the United States Senate, one of the congressional branches of government. We can't count a handful out of the 100 United States senators that we can really say have our best interest at heart. If you need any proof of that, just look at a Republican majority Senate that is still slow walking President Trump's agenda. And I mean the things that have been proven prudent about his agenda, not some, crackpot, toss in the dark. No, the things that we know would work, like the SAVE Act. How do we secure these elections? And that is kind of the elephant in the room. What are we going to do about election integrity? What is being done about election integrity? And here we are. I mean, I said it on day one when President Trump won in 2024. I said, okay, they let him win because they knew the entire world was watching and they wanted to save what little credibility the institutions had left. So they let him win. When I say they let him win, I'm not taking anything away from President Trump or the administration or all of the MAGA patriots or all of the people who participated in the election and feel a sense of victory. We won in 2024, but we won the narrative. We won because of people like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and the countless others all across the country who contributed to President Trump changing the hearts and minds of enough people to win the narrative. But where did the votes go? From 2020, Joe Biden gets more votes than Barack Obama. Now we see the story coming out of Fulton County, where the Fulton County election board or committee or whoever it is down there in Fulton County comes right out and admits that 375,000 ballots did not have proper signatures. 375,000 ballots? 375,000 ballots. I would say our elections are not secure. And never be mistaken. Never let people hit you with the three-card Monty. It's like, well, you know, if we let President Trump win, maybe enough people will believe in the institution so we can cheat them on the other side. And they know how government actually works. That's why I'm running for United States Senate. Make no mistake about it. the power of this country, the special interests and lobby money of our country runs right through the United States Senate. It is the last bastion of the deep state, where all of the economic interests converge into one pool, cesspool of sellouts.
And Royce, that's I'm sorry, but I'm sitting there listening to you in my chair with the lights turned off. Go ahead and punch me up. I love listening to the show. But he lost Georgia by 11,000 when he said, we know there's fraud, just get me the 11,000 votes. We now know it's 300-plus thousand. We now know it's 200-plus thousand just in Maricopa County. Everything they said, we did the research, it's all real. Everything Mike Lindell went and spent, everything, $100 million he had to investigate. The point is, we are vindicated. You're right. This is not the elephant in the room. It is the everything in the room. If we don't fix this, we are screwed. And Trump should be doing national addresses about the election fraud, and now he's vindicated. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up and keep listening to you, but that's what we're going on.
Well, it's an honor. It's an honor, Alex. Thank you for having me on the show again, and thanks for joining in.
I'm just sitting there listening to you while I write notes and stuff, but sorry, go ahead. I just want to back you up. I saw that. They admit, 300-plus thousand fake things, fake water main break, all of it. I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely. It's incredible. And, 375,000, even the number itself, after all of the people who called us conspiracy theories, election deniers, these people are a danger to the country. They are insurrectionists and fascists. And
yeah, they wanted to they make it illegal to question it. So I agree with you. We've got to hammer Trump to get on the victories and the proof in Arizona and in Georgia. I mean, this is like total vindication.
And it's a slippery slope.
Remember, they charged him for claiming there was election fraud in Atlanta.
Indicted him. It's a slippery slope because I know President Trump is still trying his best to act as a president would act for the public and trying to be conscious of public approval. And when you have he's definitely got to go max here because we know what's going to happen if he slow walks this and he tries to play to the public approval, the public, and I say this with all due respect, I know the InfoWars audience isn't like this, but in general, the American people have been dumbed down by the institutions. And when people are misinformed or uneducated, they crave tyranny because tyranny is easier than freedom. That's the great gaffe of what they call the American experiment.
That's right. Understanding freedom just intellectually is so complex that they don't even understand it.
That's right. And it makes tyranny tempting. It's like, well, and that's the Democrat pitch. Give us all your power. Give us all the responsibility. We'll take care of you. And if we decide to kill you or give you vaccines that aren't healthy or bad food or whatever the case may be, that's the price you pay for giving up the responsibility of everything else. That's their pitch. And a lot of people have bought that pitch. So President Trump can't play to the public approval right now. It's just not a viable option.
Exactly. Leadership is about doing what's right, even though up front it won't be popular. Then when they see the results, then they get on board. Leadership is about doing what's right.
I wonder how many people on average in America believe that our elections are secure right now. I mean, when I talk to people, whether they're Democrat or Republican, a lot of people unanimously agree, like, hey, our elections are, they don't mean it. People will say they don't mean anything.
The vast majority know it's a fraud.
There's a problem, right. But yet they still don't want President Trump to go max and do something about it. They'll say, oh, he's being a fascist. He's overreaching. Look, if your elections aren't secure, you don't have a country. Same thing I said about the border. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you don't have fair elections or secure elections, you don't have a country. Right now, as it stands, as much as we all love America, and President Trump and what we're trying to accomplish for our country, we don't have a country because 375 ballots were not properly done in an election, and they try to throw the man in prison for saying it. It's almost unbelievable.
It is. Pull up the Georgia mugshot. Literally, and now we know, met at the White House, all coordinated. We now know the Mar-a-Lago raid was run by the White House. Then Hunter is on these TV shows saying, oh, no, we never weaponized anything. I mean, it is so over the top. I'm going to shut up and keep listening to you, brother. You're doing a great job. We love the work you're doing.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. It's a second weekend in a row here on InfoWars. Sunday night, I'm honored. I truly am.
Here's to you.
Yeah, and, what Alex is saying is, it's what we've all been saying, and now it's coming true. Now we see it for ourselves. The elections actually aren't secure. And here's my thing, and I always go back to my own team. It's from being an athlete and a sportsman, when we lose a game, when we lose, we deal with us first. We say, we get to the film room, we go to the drawing board, we watch the game back, we say, hey, listen, we missed 9 free throws, or we gave up too many corner threes, or we gave up too many fast break layups, or whatever the case may be, we deal with us first. We don't talk about the refs, we don't talk about the other team, we don't talk about, it was cold that night, any of that stuff. We deal with us first. Dealing with us first starts with the Republican majority Senate and Congress. We cannot continue, regardless of what President Trump has to do politically to, let's say, navigate the Congress and the Senate right now during this moment in history. We, the American people, have to help President Trump hold the Congress and the Senate to the standard that we desire. And that means a lot of these people need to be getting ready for some primaries. A lot of these Republican, regardless of a majority in the Senate or the House or how much great work has been done in the border, they don't all get to take credit for that. They don't all get to take credit for the border. They don't all get to take credit for the tariffs. They don't all get to take credit for any number of these achievements. And when they slow walk the elephant in the room, the security of elections, the SAVE Act, and the other things that are trying to be put in place, when they slow walk it, how do they not face primaries? All of you American citizens out there, and this is why I said in the PBS frontline, if there are no party lines anymore, sure, there's a Republican Party and a Democrat Party. We want people to go into the Republican Party. So I by no means am saying the hell with both parties. If we want those parties to change, we have the choice to actually go into the party. In the Republican Party, you can go to caucus in February. Here in Minnesota, we're going to have caucuses. Go into the caucuses. If you hate the Republican Party and you think they're all a bunch of sellouts and establishment rhinos or globalists, even better, go into the party, go into the caucuses, become a state delegate, and then you get to vote in the room when they say, what's the party platform? Who are the candidates that you want to endorse, like Mike Lindell or Roy Swipe versus some establishment money rhino? There is a place for you to be involved in the process. So I'm not saying don't be involved in the process. When you hear me say there are no party lines, what I'm saying is the current political elite, the way it's constructed right now, is basically a wash when it comes to the party lines. It's a theater. It's intended to give you the perception, the WWE perception of party opposition, when really you can look at the results and infer the motive. Look at the results. Look at the results across the last 30 to 40 years. Look at the results more specifically in the last 4 years, and even more importantly, even during this administration. Look at the results. You can infer the motive. The party lines are nationalists and globalists. And why? Why is that the divide? Because if you don't believe in nationhood, if you don't believe in having a country, if you believe any land that's ever been conquered is illegitimate, it delegitimizes the nation, then you're not really representing America. You're representing something else. And we know what that is. There's an international interest that these people are beholden to. It's a foregone conclusion that to run a United States Senate campaign, a successful one, you have to have already pre-committed to a lobby in order to raise the type of money that people believe you need in order to win one of these races. That's why it was so significant. With the help of Alex Jones and Steve Bannon, the War Room Posse, the InfoWars audience, and all the other alternative media I was able to have access to, that's why it was so significant that I won a statewide endorsement and a statewide primary without any PAC money, without any financial backing from the NRSC. And even the NRSC, it's like people, I saw Michelle Tafoya's name floated out there. She's going to try and enter my race. Remember, she told Trump in 2024, don't run again. We're ready to get back to normal. It's going to cause too much chaos. Too much chaos if President Trump runs again. We want to get back to normal. And it's indicative of the entire Rhino establishment. They're never Trumpers. They can wear the MAGA hat until the day is done, but they're never Trumpers. And they still are, even with him in the White House, even after victory, even when he's doing things that are helping build this country back up, they still don't like him. They dislike the ideas. They're fundamentally opposed to the ideas of America first or America being great. Remember, their prevailing philosophy is the managed decline of the West, the inexorable rise of China, the second law of thermonuclear dynamics. China must rise. America and the West is destined to fall. And why? Name me one time in the history of human civilization where our political elites got so rich on the way down, where political elites of any empire got so rich on the way down. It's never happened before in the history of human civilization. When the Roman Empire fell, even the Roman oligarchs and the high society, the lords and all of the people who were in power in Rome didn't get as rich on the way down as our elites are now. Never in history. This is unprecedented that a country, a nation, an empire's elites get this rich on the way down. So President Trump comes in to stop the bleeding and say, hey, hold on. We're not conceding that the West has to be in decline. It may be in decline for obvious reasons, but we're not going to concede that the decline is inevitable. And then you get these people like Michelle Tafoya that say, don't run. It's going to cause too much chaos. No, they don't. Good. A little chaos is necessary sometimes when people are bought and paid for, shilling, selling out. When there's a cesspool of a swamp there in D.C., it's time for a little chaos, time for a little controversy, time for some smoke in the air. We're at war here, and it really is a war. And I say that again because they floated Michelle Tafoya out there, and what do they say in the opening gamut? What do they say in the opening headlines? She was meeting with the NRSC. That's the only red flag you should need to hear. The NRSC, who do you think coordinates and organizes the PAC money and special interest money in the Republican Party in the United States Senate? The NRSC. Senator Tim Scott, and I know the president, likes you, and that's all well and good, but I know who you are. I know who Tim Scott was when he said in public, during the presidential campaign, we have to be ready to fight a war on three fronts in Asia at all times. Excuse me, sir? What did you say? The American people will not be fighting a three-front war in Asia if the America First and MAGA movement have anything to say about it. We will be primarying you and Steve Daines and John Thune and all the other neoconservative, Trotskyite, Republican establishment rhinos from California to the Upper East Coast. If you think our priority is to fight a three-front war on the Eurasian landmass. The conventional wisdom used to be, don't get into a land war in Asia. And people like Tim Scott want us to be ready to fight on three fronts in Asia. It's insulting to the American people's common sense. What are we doing in Asia anyway? Hell, forget the Middle East. Let's get out of the whole deal. That's why when President Trump says hemispheric strategy, they all quiver. Let me say this, and I say this as honestly as I can. The most significant deviation from the status quo of corruption in American political history, at least in my lifetime, but maybe in American political history, is President Trump saying hemispheric defense, hemispheric strategy. Why? Because the dividing line is nationalists and globalists. And somewhere in here, and I put a lot of the blame on the American people. And I know they fed it to you down the pipeline at your elementary and grade school. I get it. We all fancy ourselves Atlanticists, a part of the European Commonwealth. I get it. That's why I posted the clip the other day of the classic classic Alex Jones versus Piers Morgan, and he calls him a redcoat. And Piers Morgan is trying to do some good things now, and he's opening up the dialogue and having some controversial people on in conversations. But just never forget the record. I always go back to the record. Alex Jones says, yeah, you're a redcoat. You're a redcoat. You're here from England trying to tell us to give up our guns. We're not giving up our guns. Bottom line, end of story, end of discussion, full stop. We're not giving up our Second Amendment rights. But even Piers Morgan being here and being as big as he is, and the entire romanticism with British accents and the British Empire, it's all indicative of an academic philosophy. And the academic philosophy is that America is going to carry the water for the entire Western world. This goes back to Halford John Mackinder's geographical pivot of history. I'm sorry, I'm getting too deep now. I'm sorry. The geographical pivot of history is Halford John Mackinder warning the British Empire, you're a naval power. Warfare's about to change. If you can't walk to the resources you need, you are at a strategic disadvantage. So what did the British Empire do? They fortified their outposts all across the colonial empire. And it was fun. It's funny when you go back and read it. It's kind of prophetic, or maybe it was a little Freudian slip of Halford John Mackinder. It's like, is it really a genuine and authentic academic thought piece, the geographical pivot of history, or was it a battle plan? history would reflect that Halford John Mackinder said there were three alliances that the British Empire needed to be worried about. Most worried about that. If any of these three alliances rose to power, then the British Empire would have problems solidifying the Eurasian world island. And where does the power and dominance of the Eurasian world island start? Right there in the breadbasket of Europe, known as Ukraine. He who controls Eastern Europe controls the heartland. He who controls the heartland controls the Eurasian world island. And we've been fighting a war with Russia as a proxy since the end of World War II for the number of reasons they fence it as. But the bottom line is it's a fight about resources, and it's a fight to prop up the Europeans. And think about it. Why does a country who has 500 million people need a country with 350 million people to protect it from a country with 80 million people? If I'm the Russians, I'm sitting here saying, you know what? When push comes to shove, all these Anglo-Saxons are a little soft. And we are. And that's the bitter pill we have to swallow, and we need to change. Because the Anglo-Saxons, if we include ourselves, which we shouldn't, but we are a little soft because the Russians only have 80 million people between us and the European Europe is almost three quarters of a billion people living between America and Europe. And we can't hold off Russia. We're going to be talking about that on the other side of the break. We got to hammer this home. Nationalists, globalists, what is the foundation of the real political divide in this country that we all need to be paying attention to? If you're an InfoWars listener, you hear this all the time, but I'm going to refresh the memory tonight. Royce White, I'm here in the belly of the beast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff. This is already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you about the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something, because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I am literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Alex Jones Show here, Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we're just talking a little history. I was saying before the break, there were three alliances, three alliances that Halford John Mackinder, British academic, warned the British Empire would disrupt their control of the Eurasian world island. A Sino Russo alliance, a Russo-German alliance, and a tyrannical or authoritarian German war machine. All three would be the ground of the next two world wars. This was back in 1905. The Geographical Pivot of History was written. If you haven't read it, you should go and read it. It's a very important academic document in history. It's really the foundations of much of our being America, but the West's geopolitical philosophy in foreign policy, it gave birth to what is known as the Atlanticist philosophy, you know, Atlanticism. And this is why your people like David Frum, who is the editor-in-chief or was the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, say things like, can to conservatism is to conserve what is the best of liberalism. It's like, what did this guy just say? It blew my mind. I tell people this all the time, and I can't tell you how many Republicans are shocked to hear it. But you can go back and watch the 2016 Monk debate between David Frum and Steve Bannon in Toronto. And during that debate, which Steve Bannon just steamrolled David Frum in one of the most brutal fashions I've ever witnessed. But during that debate, David Frum actually said before his own Canadian audience, he's a Canadian, the point of conservatism is to conserve what is the best of liberalism. I thought to myself, well, it's no wonder the liberals have been steamrolling the conservatives for the last 40 years in the Senate, in the Congress, and in D.C. Because you have conservative thought leaders that really believe the entire point of conservatism is to conserve what is the best of liberalism. And they treat it that way. That's why your intellectual thought leaders of the Republican Party and conservative movement, they treat politics as though it's all some sort of highbrow intellectual debate. And these are the same people that are apprehensive for President Trump to go max right now in this nation's darkest hour. And when Tim Pool says, there's a civil war between the MAGA and America First movement and the Romney-esque conservatives, he's 1,000% right. I didn't really see which group he said should win or anything like that. But he's framed it up properly. And I do think a Romney-esque conservatives is the best way to put it. Remember, I mean, the greatest dark mark, and this is my opinion, but you tell me out there in the audience, the greatest dark mark on the Republican Party's history in the short 21st century is that we ran Mitt Romney against the most progressive presidential candidate in American history. That Mitt Romney got the Republican Party nomination over Ron Paul. I mean, we will have trouble living that down in the Republican Party. As a Republican candidate for United States Senate here in Minnesota, proudly, not proud of what the Republican Party has done or how it operates today, but I'm proud of the idea of republicanism, the philosophy of republicanism, and the guarantee in our founding documents of a republic form of government. I'm proud that Frederick Douglass was a Republican. I'm proud that the first 23 black members of Congress were Republicans. I'm proud that I'm running on the Republican ticket. I think the Republican Party has huge, huge problems that we, the people, have to solve. And first, we have to acknowledge the history. Why on earth did we ever run Mitt Romney against Barack Obama when we could have chosen Ron Paul? I mean, it just speaks to a superficiality, even in the conservative movement. And I say it to you as honest as I can. And no offense. I know people don't want to hear that. They say, oh, Ronald Reagan said, don't criticize conservatives. If they agree on 80% of the issues, then it's a go. Well, if one of the 20% issues is a border, unfettered, unlimited illegal immigration, or unrestricted free trade, if those issues are in the 20% we disagree on, we aren't going to be going anywhere anytime soon. It's time to call some of these Republicans out, some of these Republicans in name only, people who don't believe in limited government. If you're a globalist, you are diametrically opposed to the idea of a limited and small government, because you can't have a limited and small government of the entire world. It doesn't work. I don't care if we have formal jurisdiction over other people's territorial integrity, or if we are inextricably linked from them from supply chains and military security guarantees. It's all the same. It's globalism is what it is. There's globalism on the right. It's the military-industrial complex. There's globalism on the left. It's, I don't know. You can call a international NGO, nonprofit, we are the world sort of kumbaya. It's the same grift split two different ways. Mitt Romney over Ron Paul? You've got to be kidding me. When you look back at it, it's almost laughable. It'd be laughable. It'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. Because what it says is, even in the conservative movement, who's supposed to be the more conscientious group, the more conscientious citizens, the people who have values and they want to hold the line on certain things, it says that even we are susceptible to the superficial. Oh, look at Mitt Romney. Oh, you know, there's a strong candidate. He's got a nice, strong chin. He's got a great smile. He's got a great head of hair. He's got a good, prestigious last name that has plenty of political royalty, almost, you know, in some regards. And he says just enough of nothing to pass with everybody. He's like a master in saying just enough of nothing. That's who Mitt Romney is. And when Tim Pool says the Romney-esque conservatives are in a civil war with the MAGA and America First movement and they may win, all of our antennas should go up. How do we prevent the Romney-esque conservatives from winning? You have to go into the party. If you can hear the sound of my voice, please, in the 2026 midterms, find out where your local caucuses are and flood the caucus. This should be the number one priority. President Trump, if you can hear me, please, to prevent the revenge of the Romney-esque conservatives, all President Trump supporters, all MAGA patriots must flood the caucuses. It's not going to take that much of your time. It's not going to be that heavy of a lift. You're going to go into a room. You're going to raise your hand. You're going to say, I want to be a state central delegate, or I want to be a delegate of the state convention, or whatever the case may be. I want to be in this party. And some of you will be selected. Some of you will become alternatives. You will be initiated in the party process. Now, if you can help yourself, don't come in there with your MAGA hat. Don't come in there saying, we got to get all these rhinos out of here. Just, you know, keep some of your powder dry. There'll be time for that. But this is what Ron Paul did. Ron Paul brought a lot of people into the party. They were Ron Paul people. Some of those people have turned on us since then. Some of those people are still holding the front line in the Republican Party today, but they're going to need your help. They're going to need you. I understand. You think the elections are rigged. They are. We see the proof. You think that the two political parties are two wings of the same bird. They are. We call it the uniparty. We know that. You have the power to change it. The political here's the gaffe. And we all have to understand this. Politics is done by the people who show up. The great mastery of the uniparty and the globalists is that they've conducted party business in a place where you didn't know the time or place. They conducted party business where you didn't know the time or place. It's done under the cover of night. Ask yourselves, do you know when your state convention is? If you're a conservative or a Republican or a libertarian or a patriot or MAGA or America First, ask yourself, do you even know when your Republican Party state convention is? If the answer is no, it's hard for me to listen to you complain about the rhino candidates you get, because I've actually been in the room looking around hoping that there are enough of us on that specific day to get me endorsed to run against ultra left wing Amy Klobuchar. In this case, it's going to be for Tina Smith Seton and Peggy Flanagan and or Angie Craig or whoever else they put up. And here's the second half. Here's the second side of that coin. Let's say in 2012 we put up a Ron Paul instead of Mitt Romney, and we lost. Let's say the American people just didn't find Ron Paul tall enough or good looking enough or charming enough or moderate enough on the most important issues. Now we have a basis of a real political movement. Now we've sorted ourselves. And the next order of business is to refine our political message and platform to be more palatable with the truth to the people who we need to understand the fundamentals. That is the political philosophy we have to embrace now. not let's see how soft we can go on the issues and try to sneak our way by the Democrats. Maybe enough moderates and independents and disaffected Democrats will vote for us if we just stay away from borders and illegal immigration, because that's too hot of an issue. Is it really a hot issue? I don't think so. And if it is, we have to do we have to completely rebuild the fundamental philosophy of our people in this country. And we do have to do that. And I think we've gotten a slow start on that, to be quite honest. I think the two places we should go, Max, and I mean tomorrow, with no fear or equivocation whatsoever, the two places we should go, Max, are in our schools and with the integrity of our elections. Go, Max. It's not tyrannical to say every public school in this country will lose their federal funding if they don't reintroduce the industrial arts, if they don't reintroduce basic American civics and philosophy, if we don't have a renaissance of our young people in the education system, we will have conceded the entirety of Generation Z to a lunatic transgender ideology. And there's no hope for the future. I mean, seriously, we just got to be honest about it. We can argue and circle the wagons all we want on all of these issues. If we give the future of our nation to a transgenderfied Generation Z, it's over. It's over. You know, our national mortal enemy banned transgender content on the internet. And you could say, hey, that's an overreach. I mean, that's a step too far. We don't believe in that type of authoritarianism or totalitarianism like they do in China. But we believe in it enough to still do business with them. We believe in it enough to still get our lug nuts for our vital, fighter jets and military equipment. We believe in it enough to, let's say, continue to order the nice cocktail dress from Shein. We love a good cocktail dress from Shein, don't we, ladies? Okay? And that's all good. I get it. I understand. But hey, ladies, can we strike this deal? Let's strike this deal if we can. You continue to buy all of your meaningless products from the CCP, okay? Whether it's makeup or cheap clothes or electronics or, phone cases or whatever the case may be. You continue to buy all your cheap goods from China. Fair play. Please let us educate our children the way the Chinese do so we can win a war that's on the horizon. Please, can you let us do that, ladies? Women out there, I don't mean to sound misogynistic. If I do, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Buy all the cheap Chinese goods you want, but can you please afford us the opportunity to educate your children in a way that will ready them to win the war for their freedom so that your sons and daughters can buy cheap Chinese goods if they desire. They won't have to under the sword of Damocles. I mean, I don't even think people really know how serious it is. We are in the beginnings of the Third World War. We're already deeper into the kinetic part of the Third World War than we were in the precursor for World War II. And that's as honest as I can be. The kinetic part of World War III is already hotter than it was in the precursors for World War II. Now, what we hope is that cooler heads will prevail, the rise of technology and the benefits, luxury of modernity will be a deterrent for full-scale kinetic war, but we don't know that. We don't know that. The future rests upon the edge of a blade. We all feel that. We can sense that. We have that intuition that we're right on the edge. The skirmish there in the Middle East was just an appetizer. Seriously, just an appetizer. playing chicken out there in the South China Sea, that's the full course meal. And we're getting right up on the edge of it. We are in an asymmetrical war with China. There's no doubt about it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's what it is. We're in an information war. We're in a culture war. We're in a biological war. That's why it's so great that President Trump deemed fentanyl, a weapon of mass destruction. Absolutely. 1,000%. These are the things. And I ask myself, like, what kind of person does a Democrat have to be to see President Trump make a federal or an executive declaration on fentanyl and say, man, that guy's full of it. He's not a good president. He's not a good man. He's not doing a good job. Because President Biden had, you know, all the opportunity to stop the flow of fentanyl from the CCP right here. They don't care. These people will just as soon kill you as watch you die. They'll kill you just as soon as they'll watch you die. They don't care. That's what Dr. Fauci represents. A lack of care. A lack of care presented as infinite care. That's who Dr. Fauci is. He embodies an institutional lack of care of the American people. But he wraps it in a presentation of infinite care. We care about you so much. We care about you all so much. We are going to experiment with highly lethal, highly contagious pathogens. We are going to enhance viruses. And on the off chance one of these workers at a level 4 bio lab in Wuhan gets a little too close to the product or has a little spilsy there in Wuhan, that's just a risk we all have to take in the name of science. Oh, science is so good, isn't it? Don't you all love your science? Don't you all love your salt from the Dead Sea they sell at the kiosk in the middle of the mall that instantly takes away the wrinkles, ladies? Let me say this. I don't need any salt from the Dead Sea. I don't need any Dead Sea salt. I'm okay without the Dead Sea salt. I love a good avocado. Don't get me wrong. But if the price is too high on avocados, I'll be passing on the avocados. We don't need avocados. I know everybody loves a good piece of avocado toast. I'm not saying it's not delicious. It's delicious. It's scrumptious. It is. I'm not saying it isn't. But at what cost? At what cost is the question? So do we need the entire world's food? I mean, we're so, you know, just give me a piece of beef every day. Just give me a steak. Give me a steak. Give me a few tomatoes I can grow in my own garden. Give me an apple. Apple grow out there on the tree. If it really comes to that, to save the country. See, but then the liberals will get on MSNBC and they'll tell you, well, I mean, yeah, we could do tariffs, but the price of avocados have gone through the roof. It's just like, come on. Come on, Rachel. Really? Did you just tell the American people we should give up our sovereignty to an international cabal of globalists because of the price of avocados? And they are. They will say it. They say it right up in your face. The problem with it is the Mitt Romneys aren't too far away. They're not too far off the same beaten path. But you get them in the right room, the right time during campaign season. They got the right suit, the right smile, the right message of just enough of nothing. And people will say, there's a strong candidate. He's electable. Mitt Romney, he's electable. Mitt Romney, he's, he has a moderate message. He can appeal to the middle. Electable. The word you should hear and fear, like the Black Plague, electable. What does electable mean? In American culture, electable means a politician who knows how to say just enough of nothing to appeal to people who don't even understand the dangers they're really facing. That's what electable has come to mean in American culture. And that's how we ended up with the most progressive president in the history of the United States of America, responsible for the greatest transfer of wealth to the top 0.01% in the history of human civilization. And on the other side, we had milquetoast Mitt Romney. That was his opponent. Look, I think Barack Obama is a very smart individual. I think he's a good man. I respect him and his family, and he's a good father, and we should all play nice. We're not playing nice anymore, Mr. Mitt Romney. You go over, give your Republican card back, and you go ahead and you caucus with the communists. You commie sellout. I almost went there. If you watch the, I don't even know if I can use profanity here on InfoWars. I don't think I can. It's not my show to do. But I have some choice words. You watch my podcast, I go full profanity on Please Call Me Crazy. And there's a word that starts with a C and it ends with an R. Starts with a C, it ends with an R. It's a little sexual innuendo, okay? And that's who Mitt Romney is. He's a commie. They're communists. They're communists and they're globalists. Communists and globalists, they go together like, I don't know, like tomato and lettuce, like ketchup and mustard, like peanut butter and jelly. We put Mitt Romney, bring the picture back up of him. I want the American people to see. Bring the shot back up of Mitt Romney while we go out here this last minute of the first hour of tonight's show. Bring this picture up of Mitt Romney again if you can there in the studio. There you go. See that, guys? That's the prototype of the Republican Party. We love this guy. We can't get enough of him. You know, in our mind, he's perfect. He's a perfect puppet for the agenda that has sold you down the river, that has brought this nation to its knees. Our nation is on her knees. We're fighting, clawing, scraping to survive. We better not put up another Mitt Romney anywhere across the country. The primaries need to come fast and furious for the 2026 midterms. You're watching Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We got another hour left. We'll be right back in a moment.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6 and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong, tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultra Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 straight ahead.